Hello, Besorot Tovot. I wanted to speak today a bit about the Seder plate. The Seder plate is a very, very interesting idea because I think for the vast majority of us, the Seder plate is a very, very impractical kli. What do I mean to say? If we go through the halachot of Pesach and we look at the inyanim to do with shiurei matzah. Well, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in an ideal scenario, a person has to have up to 5 kazetim of matzah on Seder night. There is room to maneuver of what is more d'oraita, what is d'rabanan, and take into account one's ability to digest, the speed that one has to have the matzot. And let's say that a kazayit, and it needs to be checked up properly, but let's say a kazayit is 2/3 of a handmade matzah to be machmir. So, and let's say we're also having many, many guests on Pesach, because Pesach, as we have said, is the Yom HaAtzmaut of the Jewish people, Leil HaSeder, and therefore Kol Dichvin, we're inviting everyone, we are coming together, we're rectifying the Sinat Chinam that has put us in our current Galut, in the hope that next year we will all be together eating Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So if that is the case, and let's say we have 20 people sitting around the Seder table and everyone has to have 5 kazetim of matzah, we're talking about a huge amount of matzot, 80 or 90 matzot. So we cannot obviously place 80 or 90 matzot on a Seder plate. Let's move on to maror. We need maror for a number of purposes. We need maror to eat it in as maror, and we need maror to eat it as korich. Now, most of us don't have a kezayit of horseradish, and it's not clear to me that's what we should be having in any event. We're going to use lettuce with a bit of horseradish, but we also need maror for korech to have together with the sandwich of hillel, with the hillel sandwich. And we have 20 people around the Seder table. So we have an enormous amount of lettuce. And we have to have charoset, and we have other symbolic pieces on our Seder plate, which are also very important. We have the shank bone, we have the beitza, and so on and so forth. With all of this quantity of food that needs to be placed on the Seder plate, it's very clear that however mefoar, however nice, however beautiful our Seder plate may be, it cannot facilitate the quantities that are required halachically, and therefore, in most of our houses, I imagine in all of our houses, the Seder plate is more symbolic. It's sitting on the table, it has a bit of everything on it, but the mass food that is needed to facilitate the required mitzvot of the evening is in the kitchen and is brought out at the various stages of the Seder in order for us to fulfill our various mitzvot that we have. So why have a Seder plate? Why have a Seder plate at all? If it doesn't serve any practical purpose and it is sitting there on the table simply to show us various elements of the evening, but I have that in my Haggadah. So what is a Seder plate about? Now, if we accept, and this is something that I've written about before, I can't remember whether we've spoken about it here before, but if I accept that the Seder night is about the beginning of the Jewish people, then there are fundamental messages about the Jewish people that need to be emphasized on this evening. And one of the fundamental messages of Seder night, of the Jewish people, is perspective. The whole evening is called Seder. It's called Seder not because the Haggadah follows a particular Seder, because the Haggadah could be, if it was a piece of literature whose purpose was simply to tell a story and tell a story alone, it could have been written in a slightly different way with different psukim in different orders. But the whole evening is a Seder. The whole evening takes us from the very beginning. It takes us from Yaakov Avinu and Lavan. It takes us through to Egypt and it takes us through to Geula. And the ultimate purpose of the evening is Seder. Remember, the Jewish year begins with Seder and it ends with Megillah. The difference between Seder and Megillah is that in Pesach, in our original Yom HaAtzma'ut, the Seder was very, very clear. The Makot were very, very clear, or I could argue otherwise, but for a different Dvar Torah. But there was a certain Geula that came from Hashem, and in the Megillah, the Seder is hidden, right? Megillat Esther, it's Legalot et HaHester. And as I've said numerous times, we are in the middle of a Megillah at the moment. We, all of us around the world and all of us in Israel, witnessed a miracle. However, people want to explain it away and say this wasn't Iran's best approach, and this is they just wanted to scare us. Either way, they sent 300 missiles to us and nothing really penetrated our skies, and people around the world were davening and saying Tehillim on Zoom. In the entire diaspora, anyone who knew what was going on was saying Tehillim. We had warning that the things were headed towards us. We had 3 or 4 hours warning because of the distance between Iran and Israel. And we saw Nisim. We saw Nisim. If we choose to admit that we saw Nisim, or we choose not to admit that we saw Nisim, it's each and every person's decision. There were people, there is a midrash that talks about Am Yisrael walking through the split sea and groups of Jews complaining that the mud was dirty. These are midrashim. Ein chadash tachat ha-shemesh. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in all of these years. Nothing has changed. There were people complaining as they were going through Kriyat Yam Suf that the mud was dirty. They couldn't see the nace. They were complaining about the wet, clayed mud that they were walking through. And there are people today who experience things and they see things and they can't accept that we are seeing Nisim Megillat Esther. We need, in our Judaism, a Seder plate. We need perspective. We need, number one, to know that there's Maror on the Seder plate. And we need to know that there's Beitzah, which is a Beitzah according to the Beit HaLevi, which we can refer to in future. Divrei Torah refers to Avelut, an element of Avelut in Judaism. We have the shank bone. We have that element of individuality where Am Yisrael stood up and did a Korban Pesach in the middle of people who were sacrificing the very animal that we were. They were sacrificing to the very animal that we were killing. We were slaughtering and putting its blood on our doorposts. We weren't taking mezuzahs off our doors because we were scared. We were in the middle of Egypt. We were in the middle of a superpower. And we were putting the blood on our doorsteps, on our doorposts. That shows a certain perspective of Am Yisrael, an individuality of Am Yisrael. We have the Maror. We have the Charoset, which is a different kind of Maror, which is there to be discussed. And we have the Matzah, which we've already discussed, is a definition, the Jewish ethos of how we should live a controlled life that will give us freedom. That whole Seder plate is Am Yisrael. And we come to our independence. The Seder plate's on the table, not for practical reasons, but to define us, to give us perspective. We always need this perspective. We need this ability to take a step back. You know, so many people say it, and so many people have heard me contra this statement. Things are so bad. Things are so hard. Things are really not so bad. We have it tough. We're in the middle of a war, but we have an army. We have a government. We have a country. Ribono shel olam, we have a country. And it's been far worse. That Pia Cessna, he was giving his words, that Pia Cessna I quoted to you yesterday from Parashat Metzora. He was talking about a time when we didn't have an army, when the Jewish people were in the middle of being destroyed, at the beginning of being destroyed, and there was no help on any horizon anywhere, let alone the RAF shooting down missiles coming from Iran and America intercepting them. Whatever people say, whatever people want to say, at the end of the day, it wasn't Israel alone. There were other peoples involved, and ultimately, it was by the grace of God. We need perspective. We need to be able sometimes to pull ourselves out of the picture and look at the picture from the outside in order that we can show a certain understanding and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I saw lots of statements yesterday, kol hakavod latzal, kol hakavod latzal, kol hakavod latzal, ve'be'emet, kol hakavod latzal, aval kol hakavod lakadosh baruch hu. Because we're just human beings and we can miss these missiles, and hundreds of people could have died and it didn't happen. And Baruch Hashem, from being in absolute red alert on Motzei Shabbos, we are back to normal again. I don't know for how long, but we need this perspective. The Seder plate represents for us perspective, that we be able to take a step back and see things for what they are. Have a good day. B'sorot Tovot.